Well, greetings, everybody, and Happy New Year 2021 from all of us at Basic Gospel. With Bob Christopher, I'm Bob Davis. And Bob, thanks to our great God and Savior Jesus Christ, we have escaped. For so many people, 2020 was the hardest, the most difficult, the most trying, and in some cases, the number one most defeating year of our lives. But for those of us who are in Christ Jesus, hope springs eternal. And that's where we are on January 1st, 2021.
Yes, it does. Hope does spring eternal. I'm so glad you said that. And the gospel, hope is baked into it. We have the hope of being with the Lord forever when we're absent from this body and present with the Lord. We have a living hope in us right now, Jesus Indeed. Christ himself. As far as people on this planet, Christians are those who are filled with hope. And as a matter of fact, Peter tells us that we should always be prepared to give an answer for the hope that is within us. Yes. Well, what is that hope? It is Jesus Christ himself. And as you mentioned, 2020 was a very tough year. Many people are still suffering, probably because of all of the things that we've gone through with the pandemic, with loss of job, with loss of life, with just all the different things that we experienced in 2020. It was a very unsettling year. And as we start this new year, I wanted to take this time, this opportunity, to talk about two things. The first thing is Jesus Christ himself. This world that we live in is nothing but shifting sands.
Yes, right.
There is no solid foundation anywhere out there in the world to put your feet upon, to take a stand. It's going to change. If your hope is in politics, it's going to change. If your hope is in finances or your wealth, that can change in a second. If your hope is in your power and position and status in this world, you can be knocked off your high pedestal very easily, very quickly. So out there in this world, there's nothing but shifting sand, but in Christ, there is a solid foundation. There is something firm to stand upon, and his name is Jesus Christ. The Bible calls him the cornerstone, the chief cornerstone. The Bible says he is the foundation, and there's no other foundation than Jesus Christ. And so as we start this new year, I want us to ask the question that Jesus asked of his disciples, and I want us to ask this question of ourselves. So Jesus asked his disciples, what are people saying about me? Who do they think I am? And so the disciples, they had had their ear to the conversations that were going on and the crowds that were gathering around Jesus during that day, and they were hearing the buzz about Jesus. And many people were calling him a prophet. Some were calling him a great teacher. And then Jesus turned the question on the disciples, and he said, but what about you? Who do you say that I am? Yeah. And so Peter stood up with great confidence and said, you are the Christ, the Son of the living God. Now, this wasn't information that he came to on his own. This was information that was revealed to him by God the Father. Now, most of us think about that question in terms of apologetics, in terms of defending the faith, of leading into a conversation about the very claims of Christ and trying to bring somebody to that point of believing that he truly is the Son of God and in believing that they would receive life in his name. So we look at it in terms of apologetics. We look at it in terms of evangelism. But this is really a question that we believers need to ask ourselves quite often, almost on a daily basis. Who do I say Jesus is? And so as you begin this new year, as you begin 2021, I want you to begin it with this question. Who do you say that Jesus is? And I know you're going to give the right answer. I know you're going to confess that Jesus Christ is the Son of the living God. You've made that confession. You know that to be true. And in answering that question, you're going to give the right answer. And that's wonderful. But are you living out that answer in your day-to-day life? A lot of us face 2020 as if we didn't know who Jesus was. We tried to get through the circumstances of life through our own understanding, through our own wisdom, through our own human effort. We lived as if we truly did not believe that Jesus is the Son of the living God. Yeah. So instead of entrusting ourselves to him, we tried to wade our way through these high waters, and we found it difficult to do so. So let's start the new year by asking this question: who do I say that Jesus is? And then living that truth out, regardless of what 2021 throws your way, regardless of what waves come to you in this new year, look at it with this perspective, that whatever comes, I'm going to entrust myself to the one who judges justly. I'm going to entrust myself to the one who is the great I am. So when Jesus was having a conversation with the Pharisees, it was a contentious conversation. They were questioning his authority. They were questioning his legitimacy. And he kept saying to them, if you believe me, if you believe the Father, if you believe the prophets, you would believe me. And in believing me, you would know the truth. The truth would set you free. They said, well, we've never been a slave to anyone. Mm. And Jesus said, well, you're a slave to sin.
Yeah.
And if you want to be free from sin, I'm the one. I'm the one that's going to set you free. And as they get to the end of that conversation, the topic of Abraham comes up. And Jesus made this statement: before Abraham was, I am. So Jesus in that statement claimed the name of God for himself. I am. That's God's name. That's yeah. Yahweh. That's the tetragrammaton, the unspoken name of God as far as the Hebrews were concerned. And what does it mean? I am who I am. That's who I will be for you now. That's who I will be for you tomorrow. That's who I will be for you at any point in the future. He, Jesus, he, God the Father, they will never change. They're constant. That's why they're a foundation. That's why we can step firmly on them and know that that foundation is unmovable, unshakable. So do you believe that Jesus is the great I am, and that he is always going to be faithful? He is always going to be loving. He's always going to be kind. He's always going to be merciful and powerful to you through anything that you go through in life. If you believe that, and if you keep circling back to that great truth, 2021 is going to be a fantastic year for you. Now, circumstances may be awful. You may have to go through a lot of difficulties as far as your life is concerned, but you're going to go through those difficulties knowing Jesus Christ as your I am, as the Son of the living God, who will always be who he is for you, sufficient in all things.
Sufficient in all things. Great message, Bob. Thank you for that. It's New Year's Day here at Basic Gospel, everybody. Glad you're with us. I'm Bob Davis. I'm here with Bob Christopher, and we want to pause just for a moment to say thank you to everyone who stepped up at the end of December to help Basic Gospel. As you know, we had a pretty steep hill to climb, as we needed $210,000 that we announced at the 1st of December as we began that month, and we don't have the final numbers yet, but we're hoping to see that need that we started December with completely wiped out as the mail continues to be delivered over the next several days. And for all of you who made a gift to Basic Gospel in December, and you either already have or will soon be receiving a copy of Bob's CD series, The Case for Grace. Again, thanks to every one of you who love this message and the Lord of the message, the Lord Jesus Christ.
Yes, indeed. Well, thank you for that, Bob. And I want to echo your gratefulness to our listenership, to Basic Gospel Nation. We always have an outpouring of generosity at this time of the year. So thank you again for that. And as Bob mentioned, we will know the final numbers in the next couple of days. But let me just say from the bottom of my heart, thank you, thank you, thank you.
Yes.
The next thing I want to talk about as far as this new year is concerned is a prayer. So the first thing that I want you to do as far as 2021 is concerned and how to start the year is ask yourself the question, who do I say that Jesus is? I know you're going to answer correctly. He is the Christ, the Son of the living God, but he's also I am. And that means he's always going to be sufficient for you in any trial or tribulation that you're going to face in this new year. He is going to be your peace. He is going to be your wisdom. He is going to be your power. He is going to be everything that you need. Why? That's just who he is. That's our great God and Savior, Jesus Christ. The next thing that I want to encourage you to do is to adopt a particular passage of Scripture, Ephesians chapter 3, verses 14 all the way down through 21, as your personal prayer. Many people will make a resolution for a new year saying, I want to pray more. I want to see more of my prayers answered. I want to learn how to pray according to the will of God. Well, I want you to adopt Ephesians 3, verses 14 through 21 as your personal prayer for this new year. So you're going to start with your eyes fully focused on Jesus, the fact that he is the Christ, your Savior. He's the Son of the living God. He is the great I am, sufficient in all things for you. He will always be who he is for you. The second thing is his love is always constant. His love is never changing. His love has been poured out in your heart. And this prayer is a prayer to know the love of God, the height and depth and length and breadth of it, not just intellectually, but experientially. So let's read through this particular passage, Ephesians chapter 3, verses 14 through 21. For this reason, I bow my knees before the Father, from whom every family in heaven on earth and on earth is named. So Paul is praying this on our behalf, and I think this is something that we can adopt for ourselves personally. And so he's praying for every family in heaven and on earth, that according to the riches of his glory, God's glory, he may grant you to be strengthened with power through his Spirit in your inner being. So God is always interested in the heart. He's always interested in making changes on the inside that are eventually going to make their way outside. So it's an inside-out type of life that God has given to us in Christ Jesus. So he wants us to be strengthened with power in our inner being, at the very core of who we are. And that's going to happen through the power of the Holy Spirit. We can't build that muscle up ourselves. We need the power of the Holy Spirit to strengthen us in our inner beings. And here's why. So that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith. So what does Paul want for those at Ephesus? What does he want for us today? He wants Christ to be at home in our hearts. Mm-hmm. He wants us to be comfortable with the reality of God's indwelling presence through the person of the Holy Spirit. So he's going to strengthen us in our inner being so that Christ may dwell in our hearts through faith, that you being rooted and grounded in love. So this is your personal prayer. Root me, ground me in your love, Lord Jesus. That's your personal prayer. And having done so, you may have strength to comprehend with all the saints what is the breadth and length and height and depth, and to know the love of Christ that surpasses knowledge, that you may be filled with all the fullness of God. So here's the prayer, that you may be strengthened so that you can comprehend with all the saints just how big the love of God is for you. That's what we need to know. That's what God wants us to know. That's what God wants us to experience. That's what God wants you to know. That's what God wants you to experience. So if that's God's will for your life and you're adopting this particular prayer as your personal prayer, you're going to be praying in accordance with the will of God. And guess what? He's going to answer you in abundance. You're going to have your mind expanded, your heart expanded as far as the love of God is concerned. So he wants you to know the love of Christ that surpasses knowledge. This is experience. This isn't just head knowledge. This is heart knowledge. This is being able to pass on the love of God to somebody else. This is being able to love somebody that is unlovable to you. This is being able to love somebody who was once your enemy. This is the love of God that I'm talking about, that the Apostle Paul is talking about, and he wants this to be your experience. It's much like Peter marching into the home of Cornelius, the Gentile. This was forbidden by Jewish law, but Peter was operating by a higher law, the law of love, and this love empowered him, compelled him to march boldly up those steps, crossing the threshold into a Gentile home. Now, his upbringing would say he was going to be defiled as a Jewish person,
right,
and he would have to go through some type of cleansing to be restored back to the community. But he knew that there was something higher than that Jewish law, and that's the law of Jesus Christ himself, the law of love. And that's what he wants to do inside of us, is to give us that experience so that we are operating by this higher law. And he says that you may be filled with all the fullness of God. It was God in Peter bringing that about. Paul said in 1 Corinthians 15, I labor more than all of them, more than all the other apostles. I work harder. And then he says, hold up, it's not me. It is the grace of God in me doing this. He says in Philippians chapter 2, work out your salvation with fear and trembling. And we often stop with that particular passage, and then he goes on and says, for it is God who is at work in you to will and to do of his good pleasure. What is that? It's knowing the love of God both mentally in your mind and experientially in your heart. That is the will of the Father. And in so doing, you're going to be filled with all the fullness of God. This is God doing his thing inside of you. And when you're filled with the fullness of God, you're filled with the Spirit, which means you are filled with that experiential knowledge of the love of God. You're being controlled and constrained and compelled by the very love of Jesus Christ. Now it goes on to say, now to him who is able to do far more abundantly than all that we ask or think, according to the power at work within us. Again, this isn't us accomplishing things through human effort. This isn't us banding together and seeing what great things that we can do for God. This is us tapping into the very power of God and watching him do his thing in and through us. That is far surpassing. That is far greater than anything that we could do. Imagine back in the day when Peter stood and delivered that message at Pentecost and then preached to the people of Israel, and many were saved and added to the body of Christ. And then Gentiles started to be added to the body of Christ. And now they're together. And that had never happened before. There was a wall of hostility that was between them, that stood between them. And no one was going to climb over that wall to be with that other group. They let that wall of hostility stand. But in Christ, it was torn down. It was torn to smithereens. And that hostility that was in the heart of the Jew toward the Gentile and the Gentile toward the Jew was erased. and they began to love one another as God in Christ had loved them. That was an impossibility. That was something that was humanly out of reach.
Yeah.
We've been trying to bring that about through politics and all sorts of things in the Middle East, and we've yet to tap into the power of God. And what Peter or what Paul is saying here is, let's tap into the power of God. Let's be filled to the fullness of God's Spirit. Let's allow this love to do its thing in and through us. That's the power that's going to bridge divides. That's the power that's going to tear down walls. That's the power that is going to enable us to love one another as God in Christ has loved us. Now, all of this is to him be glory in the church and in Christ Jesus throughout all generations forever and ever. Amen.
Amen.
So if you want a good 2021, I think these two things are very appropriate. Ask yourself, who is Jesus Christ? Who do I say that Jesus Christ is? And realize he is the great I am. He is who he is. He is who he was. He is who he will be. He's never going to change. And so if he says he loves you today, guess what? That love is going to be there for you tomorrow. It's going to be there for you the next day. It's going to be there for you the next day. He never changes. If he says his grace is sufficient, guess what? His grace is sufficient for you today. His grace is going to be sufficient for you tomorrow. Why? Because Jesus is the great I am. If he says your sins have been forgiven, guess what? Your sins have been forgiven. He's going to tell you the same thing tomorrow and the next day and the next day and the next day. If he says that I have declared you righteous, I have made you righteous, I have imputed my righteousness to you, guess what? That's true today. That's true tomorrow. That's true 100 years from now. Why? Because Jesus is faithful. He promises, he delivers on those promises, and he never backs away. If he says he's come to live inside of you and he will never leave you nor forsake you, guess what? That's truth. That's true today. That's true tomorrow. Why? Because Jesus Christ is the great I am. And one thing that we know is that Jesus Christ has made the love of the Father known to you. He has poured the love of the Father into your heart by the Spirit of God, and he wants you to know that and experience that in your day-to-day life. So if you will adopt this prayer in Ephesians chapter 3 and ask the Lord to strengthen you in your inner being so that you can know and experience the bigness of the love of God in your life at the end of this year, I think of this new year, you can look back and say, wow, he did far more abundantly than I even asked or thought.
Yes, indeed.
That's the wonder and beauty of Jesus Christ himself, the great I am, who is alive, living in you.
Alive, living in you. What
yes,
a message.
So happy Thank New Year,
you.
Folks.
Happy New Year for sure. And friends, I want to remind you as we close, the live YouTube and Facebook video streams of Basic Gospel bring you inside the studio to join Bob Christopher and me as we share the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ every day, Monday through Friday at 3 p.m. Central. You'll find links to both Facebook and YouTube at the top of our homepage. That's at basicgospel.net. Just click your favorite just before the top of the hour, 3 p.m., and you'll automatically join the live stream. Well, Bob, it's been a good first day of January 2021, and thanks to everybody for being with us, and thanks to you, my friend, for holding forth and consistently, without doubt, without reservation, continuing to boldly proclaim the fullness of the love, grace, and life of our great God and Savior, Jesus Christ. And friends, we're going to be back on Monday to carry forward with this message, and in the meantime, if there is something you'd like to have us cover on the program, well, give us a call at 844-322-2742 and leave us a voicemail. We'll get it on Monday and hopefully be able to discuss it on that very day's program, and if not, the next day then. Well, again, in the U.S. and Canada, that number, 844-322-2742. So until then, for Bob Christopher and the ministry staff, I'm Bob Davis, and we wish you a wonderful brand new year in 2021. We'll see you on Monday. Bye-bye.